The reading is taken from Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 to 10, Resurrection. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as they said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead, and he's going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the word of the Lord.
Greatest day in history. He is alive, and he's alive and with us now. Thank you so much to Paul and all the choir and the band. How wonderful to hear that. It's great just to sing it over and over and over again. He has risen. We've heard it from the Bible, we've sung it, and now we're going to dig deeper into it. The invitation today is to come to Jesus. Do you know, we believe that you're here for a reason, that God has ordained that you're sitting on that chair that you're sitting on this morning, that God has brought each of us into this place today. He said, come. But he not only says, come to St. Mary's, come on Easter Sunday, come and worship me. He says now, come. Come and explore, come and think, because you can come and know the risen Lord Jesus.
Having a moment then. Right, in a moment, I would love to invite two people to come and have a look inside this pet carrier here that we've been keeping in the vestry, so let's be quiet. So I want to pick two people who are going to come and see what is in there. But first of all, I'd like you to join in with me. When you hear me say the words, come and see, do you think you can join me in those actions? We go, come and see. Okay, we're going to come and see. And so two people to come and see. Come and see what's inside. Do you want to, what's your name?
Daniel.
Come and have a look.
If you want to come and have a look, we don't want to show everybody else.
No.
Or Lucy. And don't.
What is inside?
Okay.
Oh, what did the cat think? That's the question. The question is, what was inside?
A snake.
A snake? Are you sure? Lucy, what was inside?
Nothing.
Nothing? Do you want to adjust your answer, Daniel? What was inside?
Nothing.
There was nothing inside. Well, that's a let... Is it a letdown, though? There was nothing in it. It was empty. Now, I imagine your expectations, Daniel, and Lucy, and Benji, who was very excited, and everyone else, maybe that there was something inside the pet carrier. Why would there not be, is the question. The invite that we invited you was to come and see. But there was nothing to see. Go sit back down, guys. Well done. Okay, Brill. So we heard in our reading today that when Mary Magdalene and the other Mary got to Jesus' tomb, the stone had been rolled away and there was an angel there. Now, this is not what they're expecting to see. But the angel said to them, he said, "Do not be afraid. Come and see the place where he lay." He was saying, come and see that the tomb is empty. It wasn't where, the body wasn't where they'd left it on the Friday. Jesus wasn't there. They put Jesus in the tomb and they'd sealed it shut. Even though Jesus had told his disciples that he was going to be killed and on the third day be raised to life. You can find that in Matthew 16. The disciples still couldn't quite believe that the tomb was empty and that Jesus wasn't there. But because the tomb was empty, that meant that Jesus was alive. He had beaten death and done as he said he would, that he would be resurrected. So our invite today, all of us, not just me, all of us here throughout the world, today and every day, is to come and see that Jesus is alive. Awesome. Manda.
Thank you. I wonder whether we just hold a moment of quiet. You might want to imagine that first Easter morning, the stone rolled away and looking in the tomb. Or you might want to bring yourself now to come and see that the body's not there, he's alive. Just a short moment of quiet. Brilliant. Well, I always say that when most things are empty, it is a disappointment. You know, when that tin of chocolates is empty, it's a disappointment. Even when our fridge is empty, that's a big disappointment. But the empty tomb was the opposite of disappointment. It was joy. Because the tomb was empty, because Jesus is alive, it makes a huge difference to all who believe and follow Jesus. So here's the next invitation to see some of the difference that Jesus makes. And the invitation is, come and hear. Come and hear. So, Gary, what you got in your hands?
I got some headphones.
Brilliant. So, what we need now is two people to come and hear. And you're going to hear a message through these headphones that you're going to tell everybody in church what that message is. Okay, so, go for it, Gary.
Oh, Maddie, do you want to come on down? Excellent. I know you're there, Sunshine, but, who can I see there? Oh, go on then, Liam, Jesse? Is it Jesse? Yeah? Come on down, mate.
Excellent. Thank you, Maddie.
Okay.
This is Jesse. You Jesse?
You Jesse, yeah?
Yeah, excellent. Brill. How are you, Jesse?
Okay, so, I'm going to put these headphones on you, okay? And I'm going to do it for Maddie first, okay? All right, and you've got to remember what is said, okay? So, are those on your ears? Yeah,
you can,
okay.
You can move
right.
It, Maddie, if you need to.
Yeah. Right, so have a listen. Did it come out? Yeah, okay, right. We don't know. It did. Right, okay, we're going to ask you in a moment what it says. Jesse?
Jesse, you've got the best hair.
You do.
Oh, no, not on the ear here.
Oh, okay, sorry. I'm trying not to drop anything. There we go. Right. Have a listen.
Come and hear.
Did you hear something, Jesse?
Oh,
what did it say? Do you remember?
Do not be afraid.
Is that what you heard as well, Maddie?
Yeah.
Can you say it again? Everyone.
Do not be afraid.
Do not be afraid.
Oh,
wow.
Brilliant.
Give him a round
of
applause.
Listening.
Well done, excellent. Okay, you head back, Mr. and Mrs.
Well done. Excellent. So wonderful to have two people to come and hear. And how brilliant did they do telling us the message that they heard, do not be afraid. What difference could it make to us today and tomorrow that Jesus is alive? A message of do not be afraid. Some people have heard me say this before. Do you know how many times do not be afraid occurs in the Bible? It's brilliant that it is 366 times. That is, of course, do not be afraid for every single day of the week, that's 365, plus one more. We get an extra do not be afraid in case we need it. Now, we're responding and thinking about the invitation, come and hear, do not be afraid. So I want us to help each other hear this. So I want you to listen out, and any time I say, do not be afraid, I'd like you to say, yeah, you say the same thing. So we hear it like in an echo, okay, because you'll be helping other people hear. Do not be afraid.
Do not be afraid.
Ah, brilliant. So I've said it occurs 366 times in the Bible, but in the passage that's from the Bible, which was just 10 verses that Nick read to us of that first Easter of the women going to the tomb and finding it empty, do not be afraid. You know, you're going to catch me out, aren't you? Because you're just on it. I really didn't expect that. I'm not, yeah, great. So keep putting me off, everybody. Because God's told me, do not be afraid, Manda. Yeah, excellent. It occurs twice in this passage. Firstly, it's the angels who say it. And actually, throughout the Bible, when an angel appears to someone, they say, do not be afraid. Which I think, well, of course they have to say that, because it's like, oh my goodness, I've seen an angel. But the angel says to the women, do not be afraid. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. The reason they need not be afraid is because the tomb is empty. They have already come and seen. The body isn't there. The reason we can even delve into an assurance, do not be afraid, is because Jesus is alive. The second time in this passage we hear, do not be afraid. I tried to say it with a bit more something because it was Jesus himself who said that phrase. On this Easter Sunday, I invite you to come and hear. To come and hear Jesus, the one who is alive, say to you, do not be afraid. I'm sorry for you if there's anything that's really troubling or challenging at the moment, if there's anything that's making you fearful or is anxiety provoking. But if there is, hear the risen Lord Jesus say, do not be afraid.
Do not be afraid.
Do you know, it's probable that many of us have some fear about death. But he even says, do not be afraid, Manda. Add your name, because the empty tomb and the living body shows that he's even conquered death, and we are offered life forever with him. Do not be afraid. In the Bible, there's another verse that says, perfect love drives out fear. And hear this morning that Jesus loves you more than you can ever grasp. Jesus loves me more than I can ever get my head round. And if we look in today's passage, we read that the women were hurrying away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy. Afraid, yet filled with joy. They've seen the empty tomb. It's sinking into them that Jesus is alive. And yes, it's before they meet Jesus in the garden. But the Bible says that these women were afraid, yet filled with joy. So as I prepared for today, as I prayed, as I looked at this, I found it such an intriguing phrase. It reminds me that knowing and following the risen Lord Jesus doesn't mean everything will be fine. It's okay for us to keep repeating, "Do not be afraid." But we will experience those fears, those challenges, those anxieties. For these women were afraid, yet filled with joy. Because with Jesus with us, he says, "Do not be afraid," and fills us with joy. And do you know what? Joy is different to happiness. This morning, I'm both happy to be here, to have the privilege of sharing the good news of Jesus, to be going out to lunch and then going off on holiday. I'm happy. But more importantly, today I know joy. So even if there was stuff going on for us or we were facing things, I can know joy in the Lord Jesus because he's alive, and it's a very different thing to just having happiness. But I hope you're happy this morning, but may you know joy. The invitation has been, come and hear. For Jesus says, do not be afraid.
Do not be afraid.
So let's hold a moment of quiet. We've heard the phrase a lot. I'm not going to say it again. But may you hear the risen Lord Jesus in this moment of quiet say it to you. Thank you, Jesus. Gary, it's been hard going, hasn't it? We've loved it. You know, it's been a long term. Yeah. It's been a fairly long Holy Week. Gary, have a sit down.
Oh, thank you.
Oh. There we go.
Oh, lovely chair.
Oh.
Let's hope I don't break it.
All right? Oh. Yeah, good-o. Ah. They're all still here. Okay, right. Because the third invitation is come and be. Gary's sitting on this chair, resting and comfy. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put another chair next to him. And as much as I'd like to sit down with my friend Gary, I'm going to leave that chair empty. Because that's the symbol of Jesus sitting with us. Because he's alive today, never to die again, because he's always alive. We have this invitation, come and be. Come and be with Jesus. So this time, every time I say come and be, and there won't be many of them, I just want you to plonk yourself in your chair like you're being in a place. Thanks, Benji. Yeah, that's a good example. I've not got a chair, so come and be. Can you just do a come and be? Yeah. Not just for this Easter Sunday, but for every day. The invitation is come and be with Jesus because he is alive and he's the one that makes all the difference. In the Bible passage, when the women meet Jesus, he says to them, go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. Jesus says, go and tell and go to Galilee and promises they will see him. Wherever we go, wherever we are, Jesus is already there. So the go becomes come. Jesus says to us, come and be with me. So wherever you find yourself the rest of today, during this week, whether you're resting, whether you're at, oh, you won't be at school, next week, whether you're at school, college, work, home, on holiday, at the shops, in the garden, the invitation is come and be with Jesus because he is there and he makes the difference. So just plonk yourself on your chair, come and be once more. And may you know that even though there's another human being maybe in the chair next to you, that Jesus is right next to you now. Thank you, Jesus.